Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX, and France just celebrated Bastille Day. It marks the storming of the Bastille Prison, which was a crucial moment in the French Revolution. On Going Places, we're going to spend some time with Elise Marine. She was born and raised in France and moved to the Seattle area with her family when she was 16 years old. Elise spoke with Dana Brumley, the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions.
Elise, in honor of Bastille Day, I thought we would bring you in and talk a little bit about what people do to celebrate the 14 juillet, right, that we call it in France.
Yeah, well, I think French people, what they usually do is just like being with some friends, watch the fireworks and good wine and good food. That's what we usually do, yeah.
Yeah, oh, French love to celebrate with wine and food, don't they?
Yeah, always, always.
Will you celebrate it here, being in the U.S.?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not at all?
It's just like, no. Like American people, we just go to work and no.
So, Elise, can you talk a little bit about what brought you to the U.S., how your family moved here?
When I was 16, my parents decided to move in the U.S. to open a French bakery. I started going to school, like everything was in English, so it was fully challenging for me, I guess. I'm in college and I'm doing my Associate of Arts right now. And I'm working at the bakery with my parents every afternoon.
And that was a huge step, wasn't it? I mean, to move to a foreign country, but for your parents to open their own business?
My parents were like 55, I guess, when we moved here. So like, it was like a really, really big step for them. And especially that they don't speak English, even right now it's really challenging sometimes.
They're very brave.
Yeah.
I'm just curious if you had any stereotypes in your mind of Americans before you came and how that might have changed after you moved to the U.S.
Some stereotypes, I'll say like food. For me, like American people just eat all the time and
hamburgers, right?
Hamburgers and fries. Even if we say like French fries, I think American people eat more fries than we do. So, so yeah, that was one of them. And just like being too friendly, I guess, for American people, like all the time say, hi, how are you? Like that's true because mm-hmm. in France, when you like entering a mall, like, we don't, like, do eye contact or we don't say hi to anyone. We just do whatever we want to do and that's all.
What kind of advice would you give to Americans who are looking to go to France and visit it, but to maybe step out of the typical tourist track and enjoy, you know, French people, the countryside? What are some things that we can do that would give us a good peek into the real culture?
I'm from Le Mans, so it's really a small city, and I think it's really, like, nice to go to the small cities over there, like, not too far from Paris, but, like, there's a lot of cafes where you can go and just, like, drink wine with your friends.
But outside the big cities, a lot of times people have more time to chat.
Yeah, they have more time to, like, be with other people and, like, encourage, like, conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Elise, merci beaucoup to have come today. It was so great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
That was Elise Maureen. Her parents run the bakery La Parisienne in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood. She spoke with Dana Brumley, co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. Our usual travel expert, Matthew Brumley, will return next week.